It depends where you come from. Background. My background is so this is all like almost like negative. Like if you think this way, you're stupid. What do you mean? God provides everything. God, you're stupid. You can't live life where you believe that God provides everything. But actually, it describes pretty well how to do it.
So I'll tell you. I was by my auntie this week in Jerusalem. She lost her eyesight when she was 12 years old.
Wow.
She's lost both her parents and two husbands. I'm actually named after her first husband. And she's one of the happiest people I've ever met. And I was there, and I actually took a video because I was so blown away. Like, I always knew that there was something called Braille, but I never understood. She had a box of Braille Jewish magazines that had been sent to her from someone in like America. And she's reading an entire language that to all of us around here, Baruch Hashem, would make zero sense. And it's because Hashem gives every single person the tool. Like, she has a sensitivity that the difference between the dots coming up and the dots going down, because the pages are all double-sided. So it's everything sticking out, she can read. And she was trying to find an article. I'll show you the video, because the actual video just gives you a huge insight into how Hashem...
She was scanning with her fingers.
This is how she's reading. So she's reading an entire article here using just her fingers. Yeah? Now...
She's looking for something.
So she basically scanned the top line of each page. Like, while she was turning, she just did this. Oh, here it is. And then there was one word, the word meningitis, that she was stuck, because it actually spells out every single letter. And she was stuck. It was like, meningitis, meningitis. As in, she was trying to work out what the word was like. It took her like a minute. But what is that? That is that Hashem, that Hashem made the whole world with chokhmah. Chokhmah means that Hashem is the greatest problem solver. Any problem solving that anyone thinks makes them great, who even put that problem solving into their mind? Who puts into, like, Elon Musk's mind to do, you know, to go and start that? And who puts into this guy's mind to go and invest in that? Like, even that, like, everyone, you know, there's the problem in the world is that it's so easy to say koichi for oitzim yadi, but the more you learn here, the more you realize that it's actually really difficult to say.
What is that?
Koichi v'oitzim yodi means that it's my power. It's koichi, it's my koyach, v'oitzim yodi, and it's from my hand. Meaning it's like the Roman, let's say, like, you know, we are the strongest army, we are amazing, we can do everything, and yet we know from the Hanukkah story that we completely smashed them to pieces. A bunch of rabbis, literally, a bunch of rabbis went to war with the greatest army in the world, Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, Tamei Biyad Tahirim, Rashaim Biyad Tzadikim. They were like the rabbis of the generation. They were just a bunch of sweet rabbis, I'm sure they all had long beards, and they went face to face with the Romans. And the Romans, can you imagine the look in the Roman general's eyes when he sees his opposing army? He must have been like the happiest guy in the world, and they ended up winning. But we see that Hashem gives everyone, he gives every animal. Why do the giraffes have long necks? So the scientists will tell you that they've stretched their necks over time because they eat from the top of the tree, which is a very sweet story. But we obviously know that they eat from the top of the tree and they have long necks because Hashem decided, let's not have all the animals fighting over food. I want everyone to have food. So I'm going to give him a long neck. I'm going to give him a trunk. I'm going to make him have a completely different diet altogether. And this is a lesson that I think we all know to some extent. But when I saw my auntie being able to read, she has one of the most vital things that we all have, she is missing. So she's missing a huge, huge, huge piece. Yet she's 63 years old, has stuff to read and can get through it. Why? Because Hashem gave her tools to be able to get through life. And every single person has their own set of tools to get through their life. And often when we feel ready to give up, it's because we don't know where to access the different tools. And when you have and we say to ourselves because we can't find them, we basically say to ourselves that we don't have the tools, and we just give up in different instances. There's people that take giving up very literally, Rahman al-Islam, and take their lives, and there's people, whatever, they just change very much as people. When you know, and this goes back to the thermostat, when you're thermostat, you know that everything that Hashem does is for the good, then anything through life, it might take you time to work out like how to set the thermostat perfectly, and you will never be able to set it in a way that it's not going to get tested, because the whole idea of life also is that we should get tested, and then we climb higher and higher and higher. It's not that you can jump to any levels, and it's not that there's any state where you can sit back and say, okay, I'm sorted now, I could just sit back, because then the next test comes, and all these tests are to see whether we want to stay in Hashem's world, or whether this is going to drive us out. Now we have seen in history, there's been some very, very, very great people who eventually have been tested and just gone off. They've gone off the rails, and there's been, you know, lots and lots of people that have managed to make it through, and And there's people that only start this journey very, very, very late in life. Once all their kids and grandkids are out of the house, they start a journey. And they, like, the main thing that these old people wish is that they could start earlier. So we are very lucky to be living in times where we've got like everything basically done for us. It's just more of a reading and a speaking out game, just to get one or two lines in. So in the introduction to Shabbat Achan, which is the Gate of Trust on page 2 in the introduction, because the introduction to this book is probably, in a certain sense, more important than the whole rest of the book itself. The introduction to Shabbat Achan, the Gate of Trust, the author discusses the benefits that having bitachon, trust in God, brings to a person, both in Torah and in worldly matters. In total, he lists 5 Torah benefits and 5 worldly benefits. On placing our trust in God alone, the author's introduction. So basically, this is the 4th gate in a 10-gate series. So the 3rd gate is about how to be how to be an Eved to Hashem. And he said that the reason why I put this one here is because really it's impossible to be an Eved to Hashem without this quality of bitachon, without working on bitachon. He says this is the most necessary tool for a person who wishes to be a servant of God. And what is that tool? To rely on Hashem in all matters. And Be'ezrat Hashem, next week we'll get started on what these 10 benefits are, as he describes them. Yeah.